Always a very big celebration and a banquet on the lead up to Australia Day, with the Australian lamb as the forerunner.
Oh yes, it's a must, isn't it?
Isn't it? We had a leg of lamb last night. It was delicious.
I had roast lamb tonight for dinner.
And those cutlets at this time of year, just beautiful.
Crumbed cutlets.
Speaking of cutlets, Donna de Mayo, good evening.
Good evening, and welcome back, Bruce. I have missed you so much, it's like all our listeners. So it's great to have you back.
Oh, I cannot tell you. I am thrilled to be back.
But it is a tradition, a fine tradition that is continuing, and it's the Australia Day Lamb Dinner here at Breezes at Crown. It's a gorgeous evening. We've had our champagnes out here on the terrace. It's been stunning. And then we moved inside for the most delicious dinner. The likes of Steve Quartermain are here, Neil Fraser, the tennis legend himself, Jeff Pollard, Frank Sedgman, Jennifer Hansen, but the star of the show, the man that pretty much cannot speak highly enough of lamb, as you mentioned, is the one and only Sam Kekovich. So I'm going to hand the phone over to you, and he can tell you all about the fact that we're celebrating Australia Day a little bit early, but we're having a fine evening here. Here's Sam Kekovich, boys.
Had you lamb tonight, Sam?
Yes, Bruce and Phil, how are we? Yes, the lamb was outstanding, delicious, succulent, as you could well imagine. High on protein too, I might add.
What's your favourite dish? Is it the leg or a chop?
Well, I'm a bit of an old dinosaur. I still like the leg of lamb, and I like the old cutlet on the barbie. And the lamb chop occasion, in fact, I like it all. I'm a bit of a glutton.
But you need that mint sauce, don't you? That mint jelly, Sam?
Well, see, there's the old furphy. They'll see, everyone thinks you need the additive of the cumin or the mint jelly. That used to be the old days when lamb wasn't quite the lamb it is today. It's now a nice, juicy, succulent piece of meat that doesn't need all the embellishment. But if you so desire, a little bit of mint jelly won't go astray.
Of course, barbecues are all the rage this week too, aren't they?
Well, barbecues, if you don't have a barbecue, you're un Australian.
Sure.
For God's sake, a barbie is the single catalyst that binds us all together.
Yes, it does. It does. Is lamb as popular overseas as it is here?
No. The quality of lamb is not quite the same there, Bruce. They have a version of, but nowhere near the quality that the Australian farmer's been able to provide and create. I might add, in great adversity, he has been able to cultivate a wonderful, wonderful product.
Yeah, well, when you go overseas, you're more likely to get mutton, perhaps. I see how McDonald's have embraced lamb now, haven't they, Sam?
Well, that's the ultimate almost endorsement, is it not, Phil?
Yes.
You know, McDonald's, if you know their history in 30-odd years of Australia, they've only produced, sold beef, had the same bun, they've had the same bit of lettuce, the same tomato, the same zucchini, and they've never dabbled outside, but they've finally come across and realised that lamb I take him to the absolute, to the summit, instead of hovering around base camp.
Oh, yeah, it's such a winner, isn't it?
Always has been.
All right, mate.
Well, good on you, Sam. Thanks so much. A great Australia Day ahead for you.
You have a great Australia Day, you two. You're two Australian icons of absolute epiphany talking to you.
An epiphany. Thank you, Sam.
See you later.
Good night. Sam Kekovich, a real character.
Oh, yes, he is.
Saluting lamb prior to Australia Day. What is the great Australian dish as far as you're concerned? Uh-huh. Perhaps there's a favourite dish that you've loved as a kid and is still around, like lamb. And what are the others? I can't think of any.
Perhaps you like some veal, baby veal.
Well, that's not necessarily Australian. That's very Italian, isn't it?
Yes, it might be, but you've got a few choices.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, for me, just give me a simple sandwich or a meat pie and I'm happy.
Yeah, but be a little bit more adventurous than that. We can't go anywhere with a meat pie. Well, that's an Australian. You're right there.
Sausage rolls and smothered in tomato sauce. Thank you very much.
On you.